the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button. How to invest in private companies online with Prince Dykes. Today's episode, I'm going to go over private companies versus public companies, the pros and cons, the Jobs Act, and a credit investor versus a non-credit investor. And I'm going to show you why this is so significant of how you can do this. So very good episode that's coming up and showing you exactly how you can do it online. And I went through a process and I want to share my process with you. If you haven't done so already, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So the first thing we're going to discuss is what's the difference between a private company versus a public company. A public company is companies that are already publicly traded, something like a Facebook, Google, Amazon, whatever the case may be. You can log on to your E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, Robinhood app, or whatever may have you, and you can buy into these companies. This is publicly company. These are companies that the public can invest into, right? Now, a privately held company is the exact opposite, is a private company. Like a company like Subway, to the best of my knowledge, as of recent, they are a privately held company. Me, for example, I have a company. It's privately held. So how do you become an investor into a privately held company? Usually the only way you become an investor into a privately held company is if you are already some type of, you know somebody, you work for the company right before they go public, something like that. So a public company is a company that's already on the stock market, anybody from the public can invest into. A privately held company is a private company that people cannot invest into. All right. Now we're going to go into the difference between the credited. What's the name? Credit investor. So just in case you guys and girls don't know, an accredited investor is someone who has a net worth of at least $1 million, excluding the value of their primary residence. So you can't have it, oh, my house is worth this much. No. Excluding the value of your primary residence, you must have a net worth of $1 million. Also have at least $200,000 a year of income for at least 2 years, or $300,000 of combined income if you are married, right? So pretty much you have to have a large sum of money in order to invest into privately held companies. So the whole idea behind that is that accredited investor is someone who's usually a little bit more savvy with their money, a little bit smarter with their money, so they can invest into privately held companies. If you are a non-accredited investor, you cannot invest into privately held companies. That all changed. The most powerful thing that President Obama did, I'm going to share it with you guys right here. The most powerful thing that President Obama did, in my opinion, in his term in office was right here, the Jobs Act. The Jobs Act allowed small non-accredited investors. It was passed in 2012. It allowed small investors who are not accredited, who didn't have a bunch of money, to be able to invest into privately held companies. This changed the game. This why, if you really followed me for a long time, in 2014, I went out and launched an app called, this is the app that I launched. I launched the app called IABOH. Where is it at? In here. I had it in here somewhere, right? I launched the Investors and Business Owners Hub. It's an app. I presented it to Shark Tank. It didn't get picked up. My whole idea was, so someone who was starting a coffee shop, somebody who's starting a coffee shop in Georgia, if they wanted an investor that was in Ohio, they could do that. And this was supposed to be the platform to do that. So I launched it back in 2014. Didn't have the steam and momentum that I had. But if you fast forward to now, you have companies that pretty much have taken the idea and perfected it. I'm fine with that. And this is the company I'm talking about here. This is a company called Start Engine, right? So this is a place where, I'm not sponsored by these people. I don't know who they are, all of the good stuff like that. I just looked at the product and see what they were doing. And if you want to raise money for your company, you can go to apply to raise, right? So right here, you scroll down, you can see all these little small private companies that are looking to raise money. And you can also filter it. It's somewhere you can filter here. You can filter to, let's say, go to Start Investing. All right, I'm on Start Investing, right? Once you go to Start Investing, no thanks. I'll filter by process. Let's go in process. Industry, what industry I'm looking for. Let's say if I'm looking for, right here they have all industry, advertising, agriculture, biotechnology, business to business, clean technology. Here's clean technology, right? And now you can say recently launched, most funded, closing soon, whatever you want to do. So right here, this is a company that I like the idea of. This is a company that has raised $1 million on this platform, and it's a solar tractor company. And so it's called SoulTrack. It's designed to sell electronic tractors to replace diesel vehicles. So I know we will always be eating. We will always need agriculture in some way. And I know that we're going into a cleaner energy state. So this is a company that I like, right? So the minimum investment is $250. $250 gets you a dollar of share of each of this company. So I can invest into this company, which I did. You can invest into this particular company. And for, let's say, $250, you get 250 shares of this company for a dollar each. Now, this is the other side that I do like about it when it comes down to the paperwork. Here we go here. Let's take a look. Let me share this with y'all. Give me 1 second. Let's go here. Why is it not letting me pull it up? Let me pull it up again. Let me, I want to pull up the paperwork. Y'all give me 1 second. I'm pulling up the paperwork. I want to read it to you guys and girls and show you. This is why I kind of like it. Okay, here we go. All right. So this is the paperwork here. It says SolarTrack, ladies and gentlemen, the underlying asset of blah, 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 blah. It has paperwork. It's telling me, hey, you own a piece of this company, XYZ. You can go to the company's website, check out the company's website, all of the good stuff. Privately held company. Or whatnot that I kind of I like the way it's doing things, or whatever the case may be, right? So you actually get paperwork with it as well. Now the downside to this, let's go to the pros and cons. The pros is now you have the ability to be invested into the next big thing before it becomes the big thing. For prime example, you hear about these companies that IPO. Tesla is IPOing. Like, let's say this company I invested in called SolarTrack goes off in 5 years from now, they decide to go public. And this share is go for $20, right? That's a lot of money that I just made if this company decides to go public. Usually, we did not have access to this unless you was an accredited investor, right? So the pros is that a small investor with $250 can find the next big thing, right? The con to this is you don't really get to see the financial reports. For SolarTrack, I don't know if they're borrowing money, stealing money. I don't know what they do. I'm not privileged to quarterly reports every quarter like I am if I purchase Apple stock. I don't get to see the ins and outs of the company or whatever the case may be because it's a privately held company. So the pros is I can get involved. The cons is that most of these companies you see here will never become anything. Majority of these privately held companies, you would invest your money into and you'll never hear back from them or whatever. They never turn into something. So that's the con to them because they're more likely to not succeed. It's very hard to make it. The pros is that you have the opportunity to get into the next big thing before it becomes a big thing, right? Just imagine if you were in Airbnb before it goes public. Airbnb is getting ready to go public. DoorDash is getting ready to go public. Imagine if you was in DoorDash maybe a year or two ago, or if you was in the Uber 2 years ago before it went public, right? So that's the pro tool, but that's the cons. Now we spoke about the Jobs Act. The Jobs Act that President Obama passed in 2012 changed the game in the funding aspect. It changed the game in the funding aspect of now an everyday person who has a 9-to-5 job can invest into a privately held company. So this company is called Start Engine. There are other numerous ones out there. This is one that I used. I purchased the shares. I got the paperwork. I got the contact back and forth with the company. So we'll see what happens. So I just wanted to bring this out to you guys and girls, how you can invest into privately held companies online. All right, let me see what you guys and girls are saying in the comments before I get out of here. Big Al, what's going on? Al says, great morning. The Princess Stocks, what's going on? Lucky's mom, she says, hi, everyone. Good afternoon. I think you're a pretty happy woman right now. I haven't gotten a chance to get that video you want about Fidelity. I don't really do videos on Fidelity. I do videos on the big platforms like E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, because most people use that. I don't get a lot of requests for Fidelity. So I know what you're talking about. I remember the Fidelity versus the S&P 500 portfolio. Haven't got a chance to do that one yet because I don't have a Fidelity account to be able to walk you through it. Antonio, what's going on? He said, I'm interested in investing into Chick-fil-A. That's not a public traded company. Yes, Chick-fil-A, if it's a private company, you either have to know somebody or, you know, somebody, you know, if it's a private company, they don't have to do that, right? They don't have to have an investor. I'm interested in Chick-fil-A as well. I like to buy Chick-fil-A, but, you know, they're a privately held company. They can decide what they want to do. So, unfortunately, I did not see Chick-fil-A on there. Chick-fil-A is not open to private investors that I've seen as of yet. Keller King, what's going on? BGAC, I don't know what that is. Somebody says, please, okay, check out Sun Hydrogen. That's good too. I like them as well. She said, take your time. We are here. Crystal, what's going on, Crystal? Congratulations on your book, Crystal. I did get my book in the mail. Haven't got a chance to get into it yet. You know, everybody has to know what I'm going through. It'll be a crazy next month or two for me. So, but I'll try to get around to it. So here we go. Give me your thoughts on Start Engine, Paul Tequila. I don't have time to get into one right now. And I got to get running, but I have to look at it. Mo says Airbnb. Yes, Airbnb is set to go public. I may do a video to go over their publicly traded IPO information they put out, but Airbnb and DoorDash are pretty much publicly traded now. They filed their IPO to become public. So these are privately held companies, companies that might become the next big thing. We'll see. I like SolarTrack because I like agriculture. We will always be eating. We will always need agriculture. And also like green energy. Everybody knows that I'm a big fan of green energy. And that tractors that are using diesel and gas, and we can get something with solar power, and especially since tractors are already in the sun anyway for the most part. So I do like that idea. Can they formulate it and become the next big thing? I don't know. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's my episode today to talk about. I hope you guys and girls got something out of it. Hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Tell all your friends and family. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe. Peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.